9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Thank you. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back, sex, Loki still a deer. And I still sick of both squat. Ran for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that nigga in Sosa. Shot my nigga in Fat Trail. Shot my nigga in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Crosley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried away. So now I'm standing on the overpass screaming at the cars, hey, I wanna get better.
I didn't know I was lonely till I saw your face.
I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you into a cloud-covered and rainy Springdale, Arkansas. A little bit tardy tonight. Scheduled 7.05 p.m. first pitch has been pushed to right about 7.30. Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. And the Rough Riders, one of the hottest teams in the Texas League. They've won four in a row. They've won each of the first three games here in this six-game series against the Naturals. The Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, they come in at 25-28 in the second half and two games under 500 at 60-62 overall in the year. The Rough Riders sitting at 31-23. And last night earned win number 75, 10 wins shy of matching the franchise record of 85 wins. They sit at 75-48. Mentioned the Rough Riders winners in the first three games, and they've done it with a lot of offense. They won 6-1 on Tuesday, 6-5 on Wednesday, and then last night an 8-5 come-from-behind victory highlighted by an eighth-inning go-ahead grand slam by Kaber Rodriguez. Should be a lot of fun. The series has been to this point. And we check out the starting pitchers. It's Nick Kraft going for the Riders. He comes in with a team-leading 8 wins. He's 8-5 with a 5.60 ERA, that being in 20 appearances, 15 of those starts. He's given up 57 earned runs in 91 and two-thirds innings of work. And the key for Kraft, the 24-year-old from Concord, California, has been living in the strike zone. He's issued 44 walks to just 66 strikeouts over the year for the Rough Riders, but when he maintains inside the strike zone, he generally does pretty well. He made his first start in quite some time, his last time out, and it was a solid one. He spun 5 1/3 innings of one-run, two-hit baseball last Friday against San Antonio, and that came right after he made 5 consecutive relief appearances, including one at Triple-A Round Rock, spanning from the end of July until August 18th. And the switch to the bullpen was a bit tough on the right-hander. He posted a 14 ERA. It was 14 earned runs in exactly 14 innings of work. So Kraut trying to build on that last start in which he dominated against San Antonio. On the other side, he'll have to go against Steven Zoback, who has been the best pitcher as of late for Northwest Arkansas. He's 5-2 with a 2.23 ERA, that coming in 8 games, 7 of those starts here at the AA level. He's given up 10 earned runs and 40 1/3 innings of work while striking out 54 and walking at just 8. 23-year-old from San Jose, California, a former 4th-round selection by the Royals organization out of Cal. And you look at his numbers in this month, and he has been nothing short of dominant. In the month of August, he's made 5 starts, and he is 5-0 with a 0.94 ERA. And he's added 36 strikeouts over that span, highlighted by 12 back earlier this month against Amarillo. Oh, he makes his second start against the Rough Riders. His first one back at Riders Field was a tough one. It was his AA debut, which is the worst he's had at this level. He went just 3 innings, allowing 5 earned runs, 6 total runs on 9 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He was the losing pitcher in that game, but he has been dominant as of late. So it's Steven Zoback getting the ball against Nick Krauth. We're going to step aside. When we come back, you get part 2 of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by John Goble here. Now, in addition to Rocker being really good, Jacob DeGrom made a start in his rehab last week for the Rough Riders. What was it like for you to see that up close and personal?
I mean, it was cool, obviously, like growing up, even when I was coaching the college game, still a huge, you know, just MLB nerd, and always just viewing him as you know, when healthy and on the mound doing his thing, probably the best pitcher that's ever walked the face of the earth. It'd be hard to argue against that. When he was here for a short time in Frisco, just watching his bullpen and his games, there's such a high level of standard for him, just even when he's playing catch. Like, he wants every single throw to be the perfect throw and to go exactly where he wants it. And for a guy that obviously has that type of stuff to also have that type of feel and command, it's just, you just don't see it, which obviously makes him so special. But I thought it was good probably for our guys to see that as well and just see the, you know, every single throw matters. He does not take a throw off. Like, everything matters to him from a movement standpoint and the quality of his delivery and what's coming out of his hand, which was, you know, guys are able to just kind of see what the 1% looks like.
It's really interesting when you look at the rehabbers the Rough Riders have had on the pitching staff in the last few weeks. You have Jacob DeGrom, obviously, who's the best of the best. Tyler Malley and Cody Bradford are guys who have had success at the big league level, don't necessarily have the elite level stuff, but the really good command. What kind of message can you give to the guys on this team about that?
It's a great point. It was an immediate message when those guys were here throwing, of just talking to other pitchers on the staff of like, hey, like, look at his stuff and look at your stuff. Like, you have the stuff, but they know what they want to do. They know how they want to attack lefties. They know how they want to attack righties. Cody Bradford was a great example of, like, he's really good at researching hitters and picking apart hitters for their weaknesses, and some of our guys have gotten a lot better at doing that on their own. Ryan Garcia is one, for example. He's up in AAA. He does all his own advanced work. Like, he's really learned how to use his strengths but also parlay hitters' weaknesses, and Cody was a great example of that. You know, Tyler and other guys, like I said, like, just like you mentioned, the stuff isn't as electric, but they go up and they have success in the big leagues, and execution is always going to be king.
At the end of the day, obviously, that's what it's all about. Is you look at a few guys in this organization who are taking on different roles now. Dane Acker now in the bullpen, saw him with a couple of scoreless innings a couple nights ago. What is the conversation there to make that kind of transition from a starter to a bullpen with Dane?
Yeah, I think with Dane, it was a matter of just, hey, let's just see what it looks like. I think it was more curiosity than anything else, see if any of the stuff ticks up in a shorter burst. I think in his heart of hearts, Dane's always going to be a starter mentality-wise. You even saw last night, throws two innings, but it's a four-pitch mix. He's throwing a changeup when he's behind in the count to get a fly out to center. Like, he has starting pitcher qualities. He's a talented kid, so he can probably do whatever we ask him to do. But yeah, I think sometimes, and you know, we all know the path to the big leagues isn't always a linear path where I start all the time in the minor leagues. So I break up into the big leagues as a starter. So also just getting the guy exposed to a different look and a different routine so that if he's called upon to do that, he's got a little experience with it.
All right. He's John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach. John, thanks so much. And good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
After taking the first three games of this six-game series, the Rough Riders go for the series win here tonight. Let's meet their lineup managed by Carlos Cardoza. The visiting Rough Riders lineup as follows. It's the center fielder Alejandro Osuna in the leadoff spot for the fourth consecutive game. Josh Hatcher bats second. He's the left fielder. Batting third is the third baseman Cody Freeman. Abimelech Ortiz mans the one bag at first. He is in the cleanup spot. Luis Miesi is the right fielder. Bats fifth. Batting sixth is the designated hitter Aaron Zavala coming off of an off day. Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, bats seventh. He hit the go-ahead grand slam last night. Alex Degody, the second baseman, bats eighth, followed by the catcher Tucker Mitchell. Again for Frisco, it's Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Miesi, Zavala, Rodriguez, DeGody, and Mitchell. We'll step aside for the national anthem here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get you that lineup, and Zach Bigley takes us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a cloudy but pleasant night for baseball, the Rough Riders and Northwest Arkansas Naturals are ready for Game 4 between the Kansas City Royals affiliate and the Texas Rangers affiliate. Steven Zoback on the hill for Northwest Arkansas, and he'll face this Frisco Rough Riders lineup today. Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, Josh Hatcher in left, and Cody Freeman at third. Middle third of Abimelech Ortiz at first, Luis Mieses at seven, or at in right field, I should say, and Aaron Zavala is the designated hitter. Bottom third of Caper Rodriguez, the shortstop, Alex DeGody, the second baseman, and Tucker Mitchell at catcher. We're ready for baseball on a cloudy 78-degree night. Winds blowing out at 3 miles an hour with 5-mile-an-hour gusts. We expect, hopefully, the rain to stay away the rest of the night, though we shall see. And possibly some pop-up showers around 9 o'clock or so. And we start in a 30-minute delay tonight. First pitch of the ballgame on the way is in there on the outside corner, and we are underway at 7:30. Again, 25 minutes tardy officially on the rain delay. Starting at 7:30 p.m. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way to Osuna. There's a foul out of play to the left side in the air. It's 0-2. So Steven Zoback makes his second start against the Rough Riders. A 6'3", 185-pound, 23-year-old out of San Jose, California. Went to California Berkeley for his college. A former fourth-rounder deals in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Fastball burned right by him at 95, and that's the electric stuff that we can expect from Steven Zoback today. One away here in the first inning, and Josh Hatcher, the left fielder, stands in. If you look at his last start against the Rough Riders, and then you look at everything he's done overall at the AA level, it's not nearly as telling about how successful he has been. First pitch to the left-handed batting Josh Hatcher from the righty, and it just misses off the outside corner with a fastball, one ball and no strikes. He's 5-2 at the AA level with a 2.23 ERA, which is fantastic through 8 appearances, 7 starts. He looks over the top of his glove in the 1-0. A swing and a miss. Hatcher over the top of a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. But Zoback made his first career AA start against the Rough Riders. That was back in July. He went 3 innings, allowing 6 runs, 5 of them earned on 9 hits. 1-1 is a strike on the inside corner with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Since then, in his last 7 games, 6 of them starts, he's 5-1 with a 1.21 ERA. Dominant stuff. He rocks into his wine in the 1-2. Hatcher fouls it back, and it's still one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders left fielder. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. It's the Naturales. Northwest Arkansas here for Copa Night. Here's the look in. And the right-hander wheels in the 0-2. Outside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Copa uniforms for the Naturals look almost like a Christmas and July theme. They are a green jersey with white sleeves and red trim all around them. 2-2. Hatcher rams it over first base off Schrum's glove and out into right field. A hard hit line drive base hit for Josh Hatcher. A jumping attempt by Dylan Schrum, though it was off his glove, and Rough Riders have a base runner right away against Steven Zoback. Here's Cody Freeman. They had 9 hits against him in that initial start he made against the Rough Riders. Since then, opponents are hitting just 140 against Zoback. Freeman stands in. He's 5-for-14 in the series with 3 doubles. The Texas League leader with 31 doubles this year. First pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 94-mile-an-hour heater. It's 0-1. Nothing-nothing our score. Top of the first inning. Runner at first. Nobody out. One out in the inning. Zoback, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. And the right-handed hitting Freeman at the plate. The offering dips low and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. They play Freeman just slightly to pull in the outfield and infield. Let's introduce you to that defense. It's Peyton Wilson in left, Diego Hernandez in center, and River Town in right field. Jack Pineda at third, Tyler Tolbert the shortstop after playing center the last few nights. There's the stretch from Zoback in the 1-1. Outside corner, a slider for a strike. It's 1-2. Javier Vaz is the second baseman. Dylan Schrum at first base holding on Hatcher. And Luca Tresh works with Zoback behind the plate today defensively. 3-pitch mix for Zoback. Fastball, it's a 4-seamer. Slider and a changeup. It's been all fastball slider early on. That fastball has good carry to it. It'll play well up in the zone. He stretches and fires over to first. Hatcher back in there safely. Hatch, 19 steals this year. One ball and two strikes. There's the stretch from Zoback. And the right-hander lifts the leg, fires. Swinging a high fly ball, hit well to center field. Hernandez going back. He's at the warning track, looking up. Jumps up. It's high off the top of the wall. Hatcher around second. He's on his way to third. He's getting the wave. Freeman into third base. He stops right there. Riders lead 1-0 on an RBI triple by Cody Freeman. He hammered it dead center field, high off the wall. And the Riders draw first blood on this Friday night. Second triple this season for Cody Freeman. Rough Riders offense igniting early on against Zoback.
Zach, that's really the key against the right-hander. This year, the first inning's been a tough one for him, and then he really settles in. But in those middle innings, the key's going to be the Rough Riders trying to get that pitch count high and tire him out.
First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz is fouled back behind home with the infield drawn in, and it's 0-1.
Because once that pitch count gets up for the right-hander in Zoback, that's when the ERA then starts to skyrocket again. It's the early innings and then right there at the end of his outing that's caused him some trouble.
He readies here from the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Ortiz takes high and in, and it's 1-1. And if you look at the inning breakdown for Zoback, he's allowed 4 runs in the first inning. All of them came against the Rough Riders in that one start that he had against Frisco. So now 5 runs allowed in the first against Frisco this season. 1-1. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow center field. Hernandez racing on. It's falling quickly. And a sliding catch by the shortstop, Tyler Tolbert. Wow! What a play in shallow center field. Freeman did not tag, and he stays at third. Incredible catch. Over-the-shoulder sliding grab, and Ortiz is retired. Doesn't get much better than that from a shortstop. A 2 down in the inning, 1 run in, and Luis Miesi's bats now. Left-handed batter. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the first inning. My goodness, what a play. Zoback has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering into Miesi. There's a swing and a fisted fly ball foul into the seats on the left side. And it's 0-1. The Rough Riders with a run early on would love to add at least one more, especially with Freeman standing over there just 90 feet away. Funny enough, when Zoback last started against the Riders, his mound opponent was Nick Krauth. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2 as Krauth is waiting impatiently in the Rough Riders dugout right now to take the mound in the bottom of the first. Miesi's is 4-for-10 with a homer in the series. The Rough Riders looking to win their 5th consecutive game and looking to win their 8th in their last 9 ball games tonight. 0-2 offering. A line shot in the right center. That drops in for a base hit. Freeman trots in, and now it gets past town and all the way to the wall in right center. Easily up to second. Miesi's drives in a run with an RBI double. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. Well, that ball was hammered into right center and hit the ground and just kept on skidding. Town dove for it in right field. You don't see that very often on a ground ball trying to cut it off. It got past him and all the way to the fence. And on an 0-2 pitch on an elevated fastball at the top of the zone, Luis Miesi's with the RBI double. So Aaron Zavala, the batter now, riding an 8-game hitting streak. And Zoback gets a visit on the mound from Tresh, the catcher. The Rough Riders exploding for 2 runs on 3 hits here in this first inning. Zavala 2-for-8 in this series, but on the 8-game hitting streak, he's 12-for-29, a 4-14 average. The offering home. He swings and grounds it foul down the right side. It's 0-1. Zavala has the batting average up to .228. Swinging the bat just about as well as he has all season long. He's back in from the left side. Zoback looks in. He's got his sign from Tresh. He readies with a chin-high set and fires. Outside, it misses, and it's 1-1. That .228 average for Aaron Zavala may not sound fantastic, but that's the highest it's been since it was .229 back on June 8th. He went through a bit of a lull at the plate. The offering home. That's low and outside, and it's 2-1. He hit just .167 in the month of June. .277 in July, and now .250 in the month of August, but a really nice stretch in the back half of the month. 2-1. He takes it the top of the zone. A changeup for a strike. 2-2 now on Zavala, and he calls time and steps out. If nothing else, they're driving up that pitch count. 23 pitches already for Zoback in this first inning. Riders leading it 2-0. Miesi's leads off of second. Stretch by the right-hander, a look back at second base. 2-2 is up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. for whatever reason, Zoback just cannot figure out these Frisco Rough Riders in the first inning. He looks in. He's got his sign and set. He lifts the leg, fires. Just outside, ball four. Now Aaron Zavala coaxes the walk. Runners at first and second now and two down, and Caber Rodriguez bats. Rodriguez 1-for-9 in the series, but boy, what a huge hit that one hit was. A go-ahead eighth inning grand slam last night with the Rough Riders down by three. Just the second grand slam this season for Frisco. Runners at first and second. First pitch, it's high and tight. One ball and no strikes. Fastball up and in to Caber. The homer was Rodriguez's seventh home run this year. Right-hander ready. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, slider for a strike. 1-1. RBI triple for Cody Freeman. RBI double for Luis Mieses. Rough Riders in this stretch where they've won 7 of 8 are the best offensive team in the Texas League, averaging over 6.5 runs a game. 1-1. That's up and in on Caber, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And for the most part, it's been late offense for the Rough Riders, scoring 6 runs in the last 2 innings last night. Go-ahead RBI in the 8th inning the night before, and then 3 runs combined between the 8th and the 9th in Game 1. Today it's early offense. 2-1. That's high, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And this next offering will be the 30th of the first inning for Steven Zoback. Still nobody loosening out of the Northwest Arkansas bullpen beyond right field. 3-1. Runners at first and second. 2 down in the first inning. And Zoback fires in. Pop foul out of play down the right side. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the runners will be on the move here on this next pitch. And you have to imagine if he can't retire Rodriguez, we'll start to see somebody up and throwing in the bullpen. And after they went with a bullpen game and had 7 pitchers throw yesterday, I'm sure they really wanted Steven Zoback to go deep in the ballgame tonight. But Zoback, 30 pitches already here in the first. Mieses leads from second, Zavala from first. They take off here on the 3-2 on the way. Outside, ball four. Bases loaded. And the Riders will send the 8th man to the plate in this first inning, already leading 2-0. And here comes Larry Carter, the pitching coach. Alex Degody due up with the bags packed. Rough Riders a grand slam yesterday. And then they loaded the bases again in the 9th inning before a double play ended that inning. Here's Alex Degody, who's 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts in his 1 appearance this series, but an opportunity to blow the game open already in the first.
Yeah, and for Alex Degody, he's yet to homer this year with the Rough Riders, but he does have 1 home run on the year. It was in AAA Round Rock, and what was it, Zach? A grand slam. Ooh. So a chance for Dego here.
It's been a very odd season for Degody with runners in scoring position with Frisco. He's playing in his 44th game with the Rough Riders tonight. He has 120-plus at-bats this season, only 26 with runners in scoring position. He has just 2 RBIs in 43 games. And so here's an opportunity for Degody to come up clutch in the early part of this game. Bases loaded, 2 down. First pitch. He swings and misses on a slider, and it's 0-1. Hitting just 198 on the season, the former major leaguer. He just turned 30 about a week and a half ago. Right-hander readies and brings in the 0-1 pitch. Down and away in the dirt, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Still, remarkably, nobody loosening out of the Northwest Arkansas bullpen. Beyond the right field wall, 33 pitches already in the inning for Zoback.
And this is very uncharacteristic for Zoback. Only 8 walks coming in through 40 innings of work. And he's issued back-to-back here as part of a tough first inning.
1-1. Degody pops it up. right side of the infield. Foul ground. Shrum coming in from first base. He calls everyone off, makes the catch, inning over. And the Riders cannot tack on, but they get two in the top of the first inning. It comes on three hits, no errors, bases left loaded. Nick Kraut to the mound when we come back. Rough Riders lead it 2-0 to the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning. The Rough Riders scoring twice in the top half of the first. Nick Kraut back out on the hill for the Rough Riders once again. His 16th start this season for Frisco, and the first pitch to Javier Vaz is in there on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Vaz 3-for-9 with four walks in the series so far. Left-handed batter, 0-1. Krauth gets a chopper right back to him. He fields and throws it out at first base. One away.
Now batting for Los Angeles, the shortstop, number 4, Tyler Tolbert.
Tyler Tolbert takes his turn now. Riders with two runs on three hits in that first inning. Left the sacks full. And hoping for a quick inning from Kraut here, who is 8-3 on the year with the Rough Riders. The pitch is a strike on the upper edge outside corner, 0-1, but has a 5.60 ERA. There is no start, maybe, as he deals in here the 0-1. Strike on the outside corner again with a slider, it's 0-2. That encapsulates Nick Kraut's season more than his last start against Northwest Arkansas. He allowed five runs that were earned in that outing. The 0-2 is just outside, and it's 1-2. Five innings, eight runs, five earned, and he picked up the win. A 10-8 win for the Rough Riders in that game over Northwest Arkansas. 1-2. Chopper out to shortstop. Cabo Rodriguez has got it at the chest. Scissor steps and throws him out. Two away. Josh Lester takes his turn now. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the first inning, two down. Base is clear. Nick Kraut, for whatever reason, has gotten a ton of run support in his starts this year. And thus, he's picked up the eight wins. First pitch home to Lester. Fastball just outside. One ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders are scoring an average of 7.1 runs a game when Nick Kraut starts. And the Riders are 12-3 in games in which he starts. The pitch is a chopper foul down the right side. It's 1-1. And that's despite him having the highest ERA out of any Rough Riders starter this year. So you kind of feel good with him on the mound because the Riders have scored so much with him up there. Two runs already. 1-1. That's low and outside, missing with a changeup. And it's two balls and one strike. Lester 1-for-9 in this series, but the one hit, a two-run homer. 2-1 pitch, fouled back, out of play down the left side. It's two balls and two strikes on Lester. Infield behind crowd today, it's Cody Freeman at third, Cabo Rodriguez at short, Alex Degody at second base, and Abimelech Ortiz at first. Tucker Mitchell catches for Grouth, while the outfield is Josh Hatcher, Alejandro Osuna, and Luis Meneses from left to right. 2-2, there's a fly ball hit well out to dead center field. Osuna going back, he curls under it into left center, and he makes the catch. It was a towering fly ball, just kept pushing away from Osuna into left center. He's able to put it away, and it's an 11-pitch, 1-2-3 inning for Nick Grouth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 2-0 Riders. Top two next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, Nick Kraut threw a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning, and the Rough Riders, they sent 8 to the plate in the top of the first inning, scoring twice. Steven Zoback back out onto the hill in the second inning after a 34-pitch first. Tucker Mitchell leads it off. Mitchell playing in his 14th game with the Riders in his one appearance earlier this week. Went 1-for-2 with a couple walks. First pitch. He checks his swing, takes a strike. Inside edge, 0-1. Mitchell making his first appearance behind the plate this series. His one other game was at first base. 0-1. Outside edge. A fastball for his strike, 0-2. Cooper Johnson, a well-deserved day off behind the plate after he caught 3 games in a row. For the first time as a Ranger farmhand, 0-2. Fouled back, still 0-2. Elevated fastball there. Johnson had done it before as a member of the Detroit Tigers organization, but in his third year with the Rangers, it's his first time that he's done it. 0-2 pitch. Mitchell puts it in the air out to right center field, sending Hernandez back, still running at the warning track, and it's off the wall in right center field. Mitchell around second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. My goodness. Diego Hernandez completely lost that ball as he was going back into right center field, and it ended up landing up against the wall about maybe 50 feet away from him, and that allows Mitchell to move into third.
Yeah, he started back like he had a good jump on the baseball, and then he started kind of veering off at the end and almost gave the look as if it was going out and going to be a home run, the first at the AA level for Mitchell, and then all of a sudden hit it 50 feet to the right off the wall.
What a weird play. Here's Osuna, and the first pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. Osuna went down on 3 pitches for a strikeout in the first. Infield in for Northwest Arkansas, 2-0 Rough Riders. Already 4 hits, with 3 of them being for extra bases. Off of Zoback. 0-1. Foul back, and it's 0-2. Mitchell at third base to lead it off. That's 2 triples in the first 2 innings for the Rough Riders. It's not a team that necessarily has been a triple-happy team this year. They have some good speed, but kind of got to put it where it needs to go as the 0-2 is chopped up over the mound. Tolbert's got it at short, his only play at first. He throws that way in time, but a run scores on the RBI ground out. And Alejandro Osuna knocks in the Rough Riders' third run today. It's 3-0 Frisco. A good productive at-bat on an 0-2 pitch, chopping it off the plate. One out, base is clear in the second. Here's Josh Hatcher. 3-0 Frisco. Zoback goes back from the windup now. He offers home. Swinging a drive out to deep right field. Bat flip. It's long gone. Josh Hatcher got every seam of that baseball over the bullpen down the right field line. And the Riders now lead it 4-0. Oh, man. Was that thing tattooed down the right field line? Josh Hatcher has reached double digits with home runs, his 10th of the season. And the Rough Riders are all over the Naturals early on, 4-0. Here's Cody Freeman. 103 off the bat, 385 feet. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 385 does not seem to measure up to the way that that thing left the yard. Looked like it was way further than that. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Freeman behind on it, and it's 0-2. Now the Rough Riders have 5 hits, 4 of them for extra bases now against Zoback. A double, a homer, and 2 triples. Still just 1 out in the inning, 0-2 here on Freeman. Zoback peers in and delivers home. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. He strikes him out with a fastball on the outside edge. Two down on the second strikeout by the right-hander. Here's Abby. Zoback hadn't allowed 4 earned runs in his last 5 starts combined. And he's allowed 4 earned runs in the first 2 innings tonight. First pitch. Ortiz takes one over the heart of the plate for his strike. It's 0-1. First offering changeup. Pull side shift on the right side of the infield, and the 0-1 pitch on the way from Zoback. Down in the dirt, bounces back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Ortiz popped out to shortstop in the first inning on a phenomenal play. Sliding stop by Tyler Tolbert. One pitch. Ortiz hits it into center field on a line right at Hernandez coming in, and he makes the shoestring catch. Side retired. The Riders add on with 2 more runs. It comes on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on. RBI ground out and a solo homer for Josh Hatcher. We go to the bottom of the second. Rough Riders 4, Naturals nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Kraut deals home to Luca Tresh, who swings and lines it into right field softly down for a base hit. First pitch to the bottom of the second inning is a single for Luca Tresh. Four nothing Rough Riders here in the bottom of the second inning. It's Luca Tresh, Peyton Wilson, River Town, middle third of the order against Kraut, who threw just 11 pitches in the first. He offers home. Fits it just outside. It's 1-0. The Rough Riders with two in the first and two in the second inning on the offensive side. Nick Kraut ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball into shallow left field. Hatcher jogging in, peering up at the night sky, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out to left. One away with Tresh remaining at first. Here's Rivertown. Oh, he's walking up to Pip Juice. If you're a Rough Riders fan, you recognize that.
Is that Kellen Strom I hear?
That's Kellen Strom's walk-up song.
Makes me miss Kellen.
He's still using it up in AAA, too.
You can't get rid of that one.
Oh, yeah. First pitch to Rivertown is a ground ball foul, and it's 0-1. He's been using that since last year. Four nothing Rough Riders. Bottom of the second inning. Riders have won the first three games of this series, but really just a hit here or there, and either of the last two could have gone either way. 0-1. A ground ball hit hard. Pass to diving to Godey into right center. Tresh up to second. He stops. Couple singles for the Naturals here in the second. Here's Dylan Trunk. Right-handed batter against Kraut. Rough Riders won just by one run in game two, 6-5. On a go-ahead RBI single by Alejandro Osuna in the eighth inning. And then yesterday it was the go-ahead grand slam by Caber Rodriguez in the eighth. Offering it, outside corner, a strike, 0-1. The Riders at one point in that game trailed by four runs, and then going into that eighth inning, they trailed by three. Scored the last six unanswered in that game to win it. 0-1, outside to Shrum, and it's one ball and one strike. Shrum in the series just 1-for-11 with a run scored. Northwest Arkansas on the other side is really struggling offensively. They're 2-11 in their last 13 games. During that stretch, just a 196 average. The pick. A chopper at the third. Freeman's got it on to second for one. DeGody relays to first and not in time. Just a little late. Tresh over to third and Shrum at first base on the fielder's choice, 5-4. Two down for Diego Hernandez. Trum legging out that fielder's choice and continuing the inning. Hernandez 0-for-7 with a couple strikeouts so far in this series. Kraut fires. Swing and a miss. Good curveball down and in. 0-1. Northwest Arkansas just a 6.08 OPS in the last 13 games. It's been a struggle for them. 0-1. There's a chopper foul down the right side. 0-2. As many of you know, OPS on base plus slugging, the average is around 720. So 6.08, it's not very good. Not going to score a lot of runs with that kind of production offensively. Rough Riders pitching staff has been good in this series so far. Two outs, 0-2, runners on the corners. And Kraut kicks home. Swinging a soft ground ball on two hops out to second base. DeGody vacuums it in and throws him out. Inning over. Nick Krauth allows a couple singles, but no damage done. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the third. Rough Riders leading it 4-0. Luke Neely has your mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it. The show was fun.
Luis Mieses leads off the top of the third for the Rough Riders. Zoback back on the hill. He rocks and his first offering is hit high in the air on the infield. And foul ground. It's the first baseman, Shrum, and he's there to haul it in. A quick start to the third inning for Steven Zoback. One away. And Aaron Zavala steps in. He worked a walk against the right-hander his first trip up. Zavala in the midst of his six-game hitting streak. Is 2-for-8 in two games in this series, playing here in his third this evening. Well, for Steven Zoback, this has been uncharacteristic. You could classify the first inning as maybe characteristic, but not as of late. Zoback just allowing a 185 opponent average as he misses high and tight on Zavala, left-handed hitter. Ball and no strikes. And even better for Zoback, it's a sub-1 whip. He rocks and fires. Zavala floats one left side and outside the reach of Tolbert's glove at shortstop. Aaron Zavala has himself a 7-game hitting streak. Excuse me, a 9-game hitting streak. I want a short Z. Caber Rodriguez digs in from the right side. Zavala dancing at first, and the first pitch is soared back out of play. Over the top of the netting, and back towards the suites. Caber was the hero last night. He went into that eighth inning at bat with the bases loaded, 0-for-7 in the series, in a bit of a slump. Offering home, and it misses upstairs. And he delivered his lone hit of this series to this point. It was a go-ahead grand slam, the second grand slam for the Rough Riders on the year, with the first coming for Cooper Johnson back at Riders Field. Offering to Caber, and it just misses inside. Rodriguez has himself a 2-1 advantage. Alex DeGody standing on deck with Aaron Zavala at first, and one away here in the top of the third. The Rough Riders have scored two in each frame to this point against the righty. The pitch. Breaking ball glides over the top of the plate. Rodriguez watches strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez hitting .236 with seven homers on the year. Here's the 2-2. Tapped on the ground, left side, and in foul territory. Pineda, the third baseman, ranged over to grab it in foul ground. Well, what a turn of events it's been for Zoback, giving up four early runs in this contest. He's really had to labor in each frame to this point. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Zomack got him to chase down in the dirt, and Rodriguez down on strikes for the fourth time in this series. It's the third strikeout for the right-hander. Zomack has picked up one in each inning to this point. But for Zomack, the number 17 ranked prospect in the Royals organization, still just 23 years old. He's been nails as of late. Zavala started a run and he shut it down. Pagodi watches a called strike on the inner edge. Mentioned the 185 opponent average at the AA level for the Rhino. In August, five starts, a 5-0 record with a 0.94 ERA. But the Rough Riders have gotten to him as he picks over to first base. Sends Zavala back in on a dime. For whatever reason, this Rough Riders lineup just has Zoback's number. As Zach mentioned earlier, he made his AA debut against these Rough Riders and allowed six runs, five of those earned over just three innings. Zavala runs. The pitch home is called a strike. The throw online, but the shortstop, Tolbert, couldn't hang on to it. Zavala swipes a bag. And for Z, that's number 10 on the year. Good throw from Tresh behind the plate. Was online, but Tolbert had to try to apply a tag quickly. And in doing so, he dropped the baseball. Now the shortstop slides a bit to his right. With the right-handed hitting to Godey at the dish. 0-2 from Zoback. Taken and just glides beneath the zone. Godey now 0-for-5 in the series, and that foul out in the first inning was the first time he had put the ball in play. Had a couple of off days as Zoback steps off the back of the rubber. Played in the series opener back on Tuesday. That was a 6-1 win for the Rough Riders. They've scored at least six runs in all three games to this point, and they've put themselves in another good position to do just that here tonight. 1-2, tapped softly left side. The third baseman, Pineda, has it backing up, and he fires long across the diamond in time to sit down to Godey. Oh, a 5-3 ground out ends the inning, and it's the first scoreless frame for Steven Zoback. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard for the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom of the third. The Naturals coming up. It's 4-0 Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health
is here to help.
Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Pineda digs in from the left side. He's the last to face Nick Krauth here in this lineup before it turns over. And the first pitch from the righty just misses downstairs. A ball and no strikes. Pineda had himself a two-run double in the second inning yesterday, and that pushed the lead to 4-0 for Northwest as he waves and misses at another breaking ball. 1-1. But then yesterday, he capped it off with three consecutive strikeouts. Krauth fires and didn't get the call from home plate umpire Travis Brewer. Two balls and a strike. Riders on the infield playing the lefty to pull. Krauth kicks, the offering home, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Pineda 2-for-8 in this series with that double. He drove in a couple of runs and then came around to score. But five of the 6 outs he's recorded have been via the strikeout. 2-2 from Krauth. Swing and a miss, and that one squirts away from Mitchell and works its way to the left side. So Pineda will get aboard despite striking out. Couldn't tell exactly what happened there. It wouldn't have been called a strike. It missed outside, and wasn't that Mitchell had been crossed up. It was almost as if Pineda made contact, but he didn't, and it dribbled off to the left side down that third base line. No play for Mitchell to make. So Krauth picks up a strikeout, but no outs to show for it. Pitch home. And Baz watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Mitchell playing in his second game of this series, but his first behind the plate. He played first a couple of nights ago. Cooper Johnson caught the first 3 games of this series. Krauth with a glove pinned to his chest, kicks and fires, and just misses. Ball and a strike on leadoff hitting Javier Baz. Baz has had himself quite a month as he fouls one back into Mitchell's mitt. Falls behind 1-2. Baz in this month leads the team with a .309 average. He's picked up 25 hits, now playing in his 23rd game in this month. Waves the bat over his left shoulder and the offering home. Taken inside. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last night was a bit of an offensive explosion for the Naturals, despite walking away with an 8-5 loss. They've really struggled to score runs here in August. That one lined foul just above the Rough Riders dugout on the third base side. On the year, Northwest Arkansas averaging 4.8 runs per game, with a .243 team average, but entering tonight here in the month, it was just 4.2 runs per game and a .221 average. That one lifted high in the air down the left field line, and Hatcher looking up at it, he leaps, and he's out of room. A foul ball. We'll reset and do the 2-2 all over again. Baz has been one of those bright spots for this Naturals offense here in a tough month for them. Pickoff move over to first, and Ortiz digs it out. But no tag to be made. Pineda back in on a dive. So they do charge Krauth with a wild pitch on that strikeout. one of those in between. It wasn't a bad pitch by Krell. He got a swing and a miss. It wasn't in the dirt. Righty kicks and fires and misses high and inside. And Baz has worked the count to full. Riders down in front, 4-0. They found themselves behind yesterday 4-0 and came back to take down the Naturals. Trying to avoid that here tonight. Runner goes. The pitch home misses high and away, and it's a walk. Pineda moves up 90 feet at second base. And the first two have reached against Krauth here in the bottom of the third. Here's Tyler Tolbert, who grounded out to shortstop in his first trip. Tolbert 2-for-13 in this series. He has grounded into a double play, and he lines one out towards left center field. Hatcher ranging over, and that's going to find the alley. Hatcher plays it on one hop, one run in, Pineda on the way, and Baz right behind him is going to glide in. It's a two-run double for Tyler Tolbert. And the Rough Riders' lead has been chopped in half here in the bottom of the third. Boy, can Javier Baz run. He got a pretty good read from first base, and he was chasing Jack Pineda all the way to the plate. Baz scores from first, and the wild pitch on a strikeout, followed by a walk, each come back to hurt Nick Krauth. He kicks and fires. Lester flares one into center field, sinking on Osuna, and that's down a base hit. Now Tolbert getting the wave to the plate. The throw on the line and in and out of Mitchell's mitt. It would have been tight. Back-to-back RBI hits. This time it's an RBI single for Josh Lester. He moves up to second base. And just like that, four batters into this third inning. Northwest Arkansas has the tying run at second base with nobody out. Osuna put a pretty good throw on that. It was on line towards home plate. It would have been a bang-bang play, and Mitchell would have had to apply the tag extremely fast. Mitchell was unable to hang on, and it bounced off the tip of his glove and rolled over towards the on-deck circle, and that allowed Lester to move up 90 feet. Luca Tresh will bat from the right side. And right-handers have gotten to Krauth more often than lefties have here on the year. 264 average for lefties. A 304 average for right-handers as the first pitch just misses off the outside corner. Ball and no strikes on Luca Tresh, who singled and then was stranded at third in the second inning. He does have a pair of hits, that single in the second. He also homered in the series opener. He waves and misses. 1-1. Tresh does have quite a bit of pop in that right-handed swing. 13 homers on the year. He awaits the offering and shoots it foul just to the right side of home plate. Krauth jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. Nick Krauth does have a strikeout here in this inning, but there's nobody out. A wild pitch. All right, he kicks and fires. That one hammered towards deep left field. Hatcher ranging back at the track, and he watches it pop off the base of the wall. Lester will score standing up, and we have a brand new ball game. 4-4. Five consecutive have reached against Nick Krauth here in the bottom of the third. Still nobody out. We went strikeout with a wild pitch that allowed Pineda to reach, a walk to Javier Vaz. Tyler Tolbert delivered a two-run double. Josh Lester, an RBI single, and now Luca Tresh A two-run or a one-run double, excuse me. And that'll prompt a conversation on the hill. John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, walks slowly out of the Rough Riders dugout on the third base side and greets his infield as well as his right-hander on top of the mound. Now, the Rough Riders had themselves what you felt was a pretty comfortable early lead. But just as we saw last night, the Rough Riders saw themselves behind 4-0. They came back to win it 8-5. And now Northwest Arkansas has the go-ahead run with nobody out, standing at second base. Already four runs home here in the bottom of the third. Krauth worked a 1-2-3 first inning. He ran into a little bit of trouble in the second, but was able to leave two stranded. Gave up two hits in that frame, but now three straight hits, five straight have reached to open up the third, and we're all even at four. Here's Peyton Wilson, and the first offering is fouled back to the screen. Four runs on six hits for the Rough Riders, four runs on five hits for the Naturals, with the last three batters picking up hits, a pair of doubles and a single. Trash at second. Here's the offering. Wave and a miss. Nothing in two. Krauth has had himself some advantageous counts, but hasn't been able to find that put-away pitch. Not a big strikeout guy. Came in tonight with 66. That coming in 91 and two-thirds innings. Offering home, and it just misses a bit inside to the left-handed hitting Wilson. Peyton Wilson playing in his 115th game for Northwest Arkansas tonight. That leads this entire team. Righty kicks, and the offering home. This time missing away from the lefty. Two balls and two strikes. Go-ahead run at second base with nobody out. Krauth set at the chest. High leg kick in the offering home is tapped foul back towards the netting. It's a pretty good crowd on hand tonight at RBS Ballpark. It's been an involved crowd, specifically here in this inning. You wondered a little bit with high school football in the state of Arkansas beginning tonight and some weather concerns, what the turnout would be. That one fisted out towards second base, and Degody, with both feet on the outfield grass, is there to make the grab. There's one gone. Whoever Town will dig in, batting from the left side. Town getting his first start of the series. He did see some action in the series opener on Tuesday when he came on in the middle of an at-bat. Gavin Cross took an awkward hack and grabbed his lower back. Breaking ball. Called a strike. Nothing in one. And Rivertown went on to have himself a pretty solid night. He worked a walk. Also double. Now in the series, 2-for-3 with that double. Offering home, and he hits it high in the air out towards center field. Playable for Osuna, who's camped behind it. Makes the grab. Now fires to third. Tagging goes the runner. And he'll dive in there safely. Luca Tresh moves up 90 feet. The go-ahead run now 90 feet away, but Nick Krauth picks up a much-needed second out of the inning. He'll fly out to center field. Dylan Shrum, who's had his fair share of struggles in this series, steps in. Maybe the hardest ball that he hit yesterday, as Krauth will appeal to second. First base umpire Kyle Stutz says that Tresh did not leave early. But the hardest hit ball yesterday, maybe of the entire series for Dylan Shrum, ended up being a double play. First pitch glides across the top of the zone, called a strike, 0-1. He had a line drive right at the shortstop. Camber Rodriguez was able to double up the runner at first for a 6-3 double play as that one flared out into left field. Hatcher camped under it and left, and he's there to make the grab above his red ball cap. Well, the inning comes to a close, but we have a brand new ball game. It's the natural strike for four runs. It comes on three hits, an error, and they leave one stranded 90 feet away. We turn the page. Top of the fourth inning next. The Riders coming up tied at four on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Steven Zoback back on the hill. Zoback pitching in a tied 4-4 ball game after a long bottom of the third inning produced four runs for the Naturals. It's Tucker Mitchell at the bottom of the card, and the first offering. Taken a called strike with a fastball. Mitchell delivered his first double-A triple and his first trip up. Later came around to score. Righty kicks and fires. That one dips beneath the zone. Ball and a strike. Tucker Mitchell, the right-handed hitting catcher this evening. High leg kick in the offering home. Time missing inside to the righty, 2-1. Mitchell now 2-for-3 in the series. He has scored a pair of runs. He's also worked a pair of walks. So he tags one in the air, back out of play on the right side. Even at 2-2. Alejandro Osuna looming, the Rough Riders to face the righty for the third time through. Zoback peers in, and he's ready with the 2-2. Offering on the way, and again, a foul ball on the right side. And this one will just glide over the awning here of the second-level suites. Another beautiful night for baseball. Talked about it over the course of the week. It's been perfect weather. Had some rain earlier, but it has come and gone. Foul ball back to the screen. Had the tarp on. We started in a 25-minute delay. Almost no wind. The sun has gone down. The lights on here at Arvest Ballpark. Another 2-2 offering, and Mitchell watches. And he's worked the count to 3-2. Zoback working from the windup. Eighth pitch of the at-bat on its way. And that one tagged into deep center field. Hernandez ranging back. He's at the track and backpedaling just in front of the wall. He's there to make the grab. Tucker Mitchell retired for the first time tonight. He becomes the first out of the fourth inning. A nearly identical ball to center field. That one more straightaway center as the other one tailed into right center field. But Hernandez got a bit crossed up on the first one. He was able to play that one with ease. Here's Alejandro Osuna from the left side. Suno riding three consecutive multi-hit games, offering home, and it dips downstairs 1-0. Osuna entered tonight hitting .308 for the Rough Riders this year with an even 900 OPS, offering home, and there's a called strike on the outer edge. Breaking ball. It's the first time in the double-A career that Osuna has picked up three consecutive multi-hit games. He chases an elevated fastball. Falls behind 1-2. He's never had four straight multi-hit affairs. But seven of his last 11 games, he's notched at least two hits. He's been one of the hotter hitters for Frisco. 1-2 on its way to Osuna. And he takes inside. Just a bit high of the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Osuna picked up his fifth homer of the year last night. Gave the Rough Riders some insurance. Two batters after Cabo Rodriguez gave him the lead with a go-ahead grand slam. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Osuna down on strikes for the second time tonight. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander Zobac. He's picked up one exactly in each inning to this point. Two up, two down. And now Zobac has retired the last four he's faced. He gave up two runs in the first, two runs in the second. Gave up just one base runner in the third and looking for his first 1-2-3 frame. But here's Josh Hatcher. First pitch, big swing, but it came up empty. Hatcher 2-for-2 tonight. He singled in the first inning and came around to score. Coincidentally, that was the Rough Riders' 1,000th hit of the year. Pitch home. Hatcher chased an elevated heater at 92 and falls behind nothing in two. And then his last trip up, Hatcher delivered a mammoth blast out to right field. It cleared the bullpen and the very tall wall on the backside of that bullpen. A no-doubt solo shot as he shoots one foul left side. For Hatcher, that was the 10th homer of the year for him. And Cody Freeman, who tripled in the first, picked up an RBI. And Hatcher has led the RBI run for the Rough Riders almost the entirety of the year. 0-2. Tapped softly up the first baseline. Schrum has it. He'll take it himself. But for Josh Hatcher, that home run, his last at-bat, regave him the lead after Cody Freeman tied him with an RBI triple in the first. The Rough Riders go quietly here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom fourth next, even at four apiece here are the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the 8-9-1 batters jump against Nick Krauth here in the bottom of the fourth, even at four runs apiece. Krauth's first offering to Diego Hernandez runs a bit outside. Facing the left-hander for the second time tonight. Hernandez grounded out against Krauth his first trip. Krauth quickly falls behind, two balls and no strikes. Well, the parent club of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals got some bad news this morning as there's one tapped off the facing of the first base dugout and surprised a couple of people in the Naturals dugout. The Kansas City Royals last night in a game against the Astros had a disastrous eighth inning against Houston, and that allowed Houston to take the lead and end up winning the ball game. But not only that, but there was a pair of injuries for them in that inning. Came on the same play. Lucas Ursang, who's settled into their closer role, exited as Krauf kicks and just misses at the top of the zone. Three balls and a strike. As well as their first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Pasquantino broke his right thumb and is expected to miss 4 to 8 weeks as Hernandez pops one up on the infield. That one behind the plate. Mitchell looking up at it and has to reach back at the last moment, but he's there to make the grab. Diego Hernandez fouls out to the catcher, and that's the first out at the bottom of the fourth. No word on Lucas Ursang and what exactly the injury is or if or how long he will miss. But Vinny Pasquantino, the RBI leader for the Kansas City Royals, is going to miss the remainder of the regular season. First offering to Pineda is called a strike. We'll see if that creates any movement over the course of this weekend for Northwest Arkansas as the ball escaped the berm and Luis Mieses has to range over to grab it. Nothing in one on Pineda. Right-hander rocks and fires. And just misses beneath the zone. Ball in a strike. You never know what teams will do to replace a player, but Nick Prado, a viable left-handed batter up in AAA Omaha, offering home, is smacked foul off to the left side. And Kraut hops ahead 1-2. And if Prado was to head to the big league level and rejoin the Royals, I wonder if that will impact what's going on here at Northwest Arkansas. Offering home and got him looking. Froze him with a pitch on the outer half, and Nick Krauth has himself his second strikeout. Two up, two down after a tough bottom of the third for Krauth, where he allowed 4 runs on 3 hits. Now looking to bounce back with his second 1-2-3 inning. He sat them down 1-2-3 in the first as Baz watches just a bit off the plate. Baz is 0-for-1 today. He walked and scored as part of that 4-run third inning. Krauth rocks and he fires. Got the top of the zone that time. Ball and a strike. Javier Baz, the number 13 prospect in the Royals organization. 1-1. Tap down the line and a foul ball. Ortiz couldn't quite get to it. It was just outside of his reach. Luckily for Krauth, it carried into foul territory. Baz, the only top 30 prospect in the lineup tonight for Northwest Arkansas. Steven Zomack a couple of spots behind him at number 17. 1-2 on its way, and a breaking ball dips downstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Generally, there are a couple of top 10 prospects in this lineup. Krauth kicks and fires. There's a pop-up on the left side. Foul ground. Tucker Mitchell, the catcher, looking at it, and that's all he'll be able to do as it bangs off a railing just on the other side of that netting. It remains 2-2. Gavin Cross, who was injured earlier this week. Hopefully, all is well with him. He's a top 10 prospect. Carter Jensen, who's played in the first 3 games of this series, the number 5 prospect for the Royals, is off tonight. 2-2 to Javier Baz. And he just caught a piece of that one. Fouled it back.
On that last foul ball, there was a fan down in the front row. That ball caromed off of a railing and right to her, and she had her phone in one hand, and she tried to make a two-handed squeeze and just smashed her phone into the baseball and then dropped the baseball.
Oh, that one hurts. Crowd misses downstairs, 3-2. Did you see the screen? Is the screen okay?
She immediately checked it. She keeps looking at it. Okay, she's taking a selfie. I think we're good.
Okay, we're clear.
That's all I wouldn't recommend trying to make a two-handed catch with a phone in your hand.
Not a phone. Maybe a beer cup.
Yeah.
Another foul ball.
Or a hot dog. That would be like
hot
a nice
dog,
cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could even like kind of open it up, take the dog out, and use the bun as a glove.
There you go. Are we about to do a rankings of
ooh
things to catch? How about a glove, Zach? What do you feel about a glove?
I love you baseball like gloves, personally.
3-2 again, and that one lined back up the middle on the ground, and the shortstop Rodriguez behind the second base bag has it, and he fires on to first. 6-3 for Javier Paz, and Krauth has himself a 1-2-3 inning, and unfortunately, our ranking of ways to catch a baseball will have to wait.
Glove's number one, though.
Glove number one.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll set it to break with that. Four all headed to the top of the fifth. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. It's tied at four between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Cody Freeman leads it off against Steven Zoback in the first pitch. A check swing. He went around. It's 0-1. Well, we were talking about best receptacles to catch a baseball with before we went to break. I think a hot dog bun has got to be the first overall seed.
That's not too bad. A little bit of cushion. It might fall apart on you. I wouldn't recommend eating it post-catch.
Yeah. I think the most style has to be a full beer, and then you drink the beer after.
Yeah, for sure.
The offering is a hard line drive on one hop to short. Tolbert's got it side saddled to the left. Straightens and throws him out. One away.
I think we have glossed over an obvious answer. How about a ball cap?
Oh, yeah. Can't do it on the field, but as a fan, for sure.
There you go. Well, can you catch a ball with a hot dog bun on the field?
Find me a spot in the rule book where it says you can't.
It's one of those things. Saying. It's a little extreme, but
oh, popcorn bucket would be
ooh,
a good one,
yeah,
too.
Good
yeah.
One.
They have fry cups here. First pitch to Abby is on the inside corner, a strike 0-1. We're tied at four here in the top of the fifth inning. It'd be a little harder, but ice cream mini helmet.
Oh, yeah. That one would probably break on you.
Yeah.
But
0-1, it's slow, and all the way back to the backstop, 1-1. That'd be one you'd have to catch on, like, a ricochet.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying. Let it receive the blow, and then you catch it either with the other hand or just
you probably have to
that
palm it, though.
Yeah,
you couldn't, like,
it.
Grab it by the bill. Yeah, 1-1 is a swing and a miss and a changeup, 1-2. Let's see. We've got to be missing something here as a good receptacle to grab a foul ball with as a fan.
If you have any ideas, feel free to tweet at us at Riders Baseball. I'm watching. I'll keep an eye out for our suggested methods for catching a baseball outside of a glove.
1-2 is down and in, 2-2. Or if you've caught a foul ball in a particular way, let us know as well. Sunglasses case?
Yeah.
maybe.
I'm not one to bring my sunglasses case with me, though.
2-2 is outside, 3-2.
We have missed a great one. Our ladies, how about their purse?
Oh, yeah. Or men.
Not two.
Satchel.
Satchel, yeah.
Or fanny pack. 3-2. Yeah. Upstairs, ball four as Ortiz works a one-out walk here in the fifth inning. Luis Miesi stands in. Us just sitting here trying to think of things you bring to a ballpark.
How about with like a t-shirt or your hoodie you took off at the ball game?
Yeah. First offering to Miesius. There's a strike, 0-1. Miesius went for two with an RBI double back in the first inning. Food tray.
Yeah.
The offering is drilled down the right field line, but he hooked it foul, 0-2. I think that's it.
I think we're running out of options.
I think we're out. 0-2. Chopper foul down the right side. Still no balls, two strikes. All right, so I think we're going to stick with that. I think that's our definitive list.
There it is.
The AC's back in from the left side. Pitch, runner goes, fouled back into the glove, throw down to second in time. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Ortiz caught stealing. Macy's down on strikes. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, still tied at four on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Nick Krauth allowed four runs in the third, but bounced back nicely with a 1-2-3 fourth inning. It's tied at four, bottom of the fifth. First pitch home is low to Tyler Tolbert. One ball, no strikes. Tolbert had a two-run double to put the Naturals on the scoreboard back in that third. The offering is a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's now one ball and one strike. The first five in that inning reached against Krauth. He's now retired the last six he's seen. 1-1. Breaking ball just inside, barely missing, and it's two balls and one strike. That was the curveball from Krauth, and that's been one of his better pitches this season. Right-hander is 2-1. Ground ball off the end of the bat, squibbing foul up the first baseline. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's 2-3-4 in this Northwest Arkansas order in the fifth inning. Tolbert to be followed by Lester and Tresh. If you're just tuning in, the Rough Riders got 2 runs in the first inning, 2 runs in the second before Northwest Arkansas's 4-run third tied us up. Back-to-back games that a team has blown a 4-run lead in the early part of the ballgame. 2-2. Curveball low and away. 3-2. Yesterday was the Naturals leading 4-0 early. And tonight, the Rough Riders. Krauth looks in. And he brings it home. There's a line drive. Fair. Past Cody Freeman at third. Down the line into the corner. Tolbert with another extra base in as he speeds into second with his second double today. Now 20 doubles on the season for him, and early on a runner in scoring position in this fifth inning for Josh Lester. Tied at 4, now each team with 6 hits. A hard liner at 101 off the bat, down the left side past Freeman. And now the left-handed batting Lester with a whole lot of power, an RBI single back in the third, stands in from the left side. Krauth readies and brings it in. Swing and a miss. First pitch curve underneath his hands. It's 0-1. Lester flying out to center field in the first. Hulking, left-handed batter, open stance. Krauth with a chest-high set. A look back to second. He pitches. A chopper foul down the right side. It's 0-2. Krauth trying to do his best to work through 5 innings. Rough Riders got some bullpen reinforcements before today's game with Kai Wynyard and Damian Mendoza coming up from the lower levels. Wynyard from low A down east and Mendoza from high A Hickory. 0-2. A ground ball off the end of the bat, squibbing into right center field, base hit. Tolbert around third, and he crosses home as the go-ahead run. It's now 5-4 Northwest Arkansas. On an 0-2 pitch, a fastball on the outside corner. And Lester was able to reach out and poke it on the ground. Into right center field, pass to Godey at second base. So back-to-back hits here in the fifth inning. 5 runs across against Ground. Luca Tresh, 2-for-2 with a single and a double. He stands in. And Krauth deals. Fouled back. 0-1. 5-4 Northwest Arkansas now. Again, the Rough Riders have been phenomenal at late scoring in this series. During this stretch in which they've won 7 of their last 8, they're averaging over 6.5 runs a game. 0-1. Low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. And now some action out of the bullpen. It's Brian Chi who's starting to loosen. One one. Just outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Travis Brewer, a home plate umpire today, not giving an inch on the strike zone. It's been a rather tight zone for him tonight. 2-1. It's down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Still nobody out in the inning with Lester at first. Krauth a deep breath. 3-1. Low and outside. Ball 4. So he walks Tresh. 3 straight have reached in this fifth inning. And Peyton Wilson, the batter. See if we get a mound visit here. Chi continues to throw. No mound visit. Wilson a fly out and a pop out in his 2 trips. Left-handed batter. Krauth kicks in. A bunt foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Got underneath the fastball at the top of the zone. Fouled it directly back behind the plate into the netting. Rough Riders corners now pinch in with Freeman in on the grass. If you're Wilson here, you want to make Freeman field this baseball. 0-1, he bunts it, foul down the third base line. It's quickly 0-2. If you're the Rough Riders, a bunt right back to Crowth would be the most ideal thing, but now there are two strikes, and so he'll probably swing away. 5-4, Rough Riders trail the Naturals. Bottom of this fifth inning. The offering, check swing. Upper edge outside corner, he didn't go. Didn't get the call either from home plate umpire Travis Brewer, and it's 1-2. Couple half swings out of the hill. Here's the stretch. And Crowth kicks home. Down and inside in the dirt. Mitchell able to block it. It's 2-2. Well, the Rough Riders, with their four consecutive wins, are back over 500 now in the month of August. They'll play the final game of August tomorrow. They're now 13-12 in the month. And if they win either today or tomorrow, as here's the stretch of the 2-2. There's a ground ball to the right side. Ortiz has got it at first. Bobbles onto second. Gets the out there. And no throw to first. Fielder's choice goes 3-6. Tresh is retired. Lester down to third base. Runners on the corners now and one down. Rivertown bats. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. And that'll be it for Nick Crowth. We'll tell you a little bit more about what it means for the Rough Riders to be 13-12 in August when we come back. We'll also introduce you to Brian Chi coming out of the bullpen. Rough Riders trailing 5-4. Runners on the corners with one down in the fifth inning. We'll return to Arbis Ballpark after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rivertown to the plate against Brian Chi out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Runners on the corners and one down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Chi becoming the first Rough Riders reliever tonight, replacing Nick Crowth. Left-handed batter, right-hander on the hill, and the 25-year-old offers home to town. Swinging a line drive, sinking into right, lands in for a base hit. Lester in to score from third, and it's now 6-4. Naturals pad the lead.
The first baseman, Dylan Schrum.
Wilson down to second on the RBI single. And Dylan Schrum stands in. 6-4, Rough Riders trail Northwest Arkansas. She's 6'205". The right-hander pitching in his 16th game for the Rough Riders, a 4.72 ERA. He looks back to second. Both runners go, and the pitch is low. No throw. Double steal as Chi is very, very slow to the plate. A leg lift as he looked back, and now the infield will come in for the Rough Riders with runners at second and third. One ball and no strikes. Here's Chi's stretch, and he delivers home. Outside, two balls and no strikes. We're talking about the Rough Riders being 13-12 in August and what that means. Frisco has a chance for franchise history if they're able to win one of the next two ball games. 2-0 offering. Inside, three balls, no strikes. They would be the first team in franchise history to have winning months in each of their first 5 months of the season. It's never happened in every month throughout an entire year. 3-0. That's high for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Schrum. Bases loaded now. Still just one out. Here's Diego Hernandez now. It's serious danger zone here of this game getting out of hand. Hernandez, a left-handed batter. She readies from the stretch. He pitches. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and inside. It's 0-1. She has been really good at times this season. Opponents are hitting 317 against him, but he had arguably one of the best relief outings all season by a Rough Rider earlier this year. 0-1. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Was back against Tulsa on July 25th. He went four shutout innings, only allowed three base runners on hits with seven strikeouts. 1-1 offering. Swinging a chopper foul down the right side, 1-2. But since then, it's been a tough month of August for him, including one appearance up in AAA Round Rock. A 7.59 ERA. He stretches. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball down and in. He strikes out Hernandez, his first K of the night, and there are two away here in the fifth inning. Here's Jack Pineda. 6-4, Rough Riders trail. Bottom of the fifth inning. G trying to pitch out of this bases loaded two-out jam now. Pineda struck out twice today, once reaching and scoring on a strikeout wild pitch. First pitch, up and in, nearly hit him, 1-0. Fastball just escaped the right hand of G. Two runs in the inning. Josh Lester, RBI single. Rivertown, RBI single. 1-0 offering. Whipped foul out of play down the left side, 1-1. Still nobody loosening in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen. So in the Rough Riders' half of the sixth, it will be Zoback once again. Even though he's on 90 pitches. 1-1. Pop foul and a play back behind home. And it's still one ball and two strikes. And G, an opportunity to get out of this year. Pineda is the nine-hole hitter. Ortiz at first base, guards the line, infield to pull, outfield straight away. And time called. Pineda steps out, tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves, taps the outside corner, inside corner with the tip of the bat, whips it out towards the mound. Here's the stretch from Chi, and the right-hander kicks in the 1-2. Low and away with a breaking pitch, and it's two balls and two strikes. Six consecutive unanswered runs by Northwest Arkansas has given them a 6-4 lead here in this fifth inning. G readies in the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper out to second base. Degody's got it from shallow right field. He throws onto first and gets Pineda side retired. So Chi allows one inherited runner to score, but strands the bases loaded. It's two runs across for Northwest Arkansas, and they lead 6-4. Top six next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the top of the sixth inning. Chase Wallace takes over on the mound for Steven Zoback, who's done after his five innings, allowing four runs. Aaron Zavala is the Rough Riders' leadoff man here in the sixth. He represents the sixth spot of the order. First offering on the way. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Well, we usually do trivia when the Rough Riders aren't at the plate, but a bit of a longer one today. 0-1. Fouled back, 1-1. Or 0-2, rather. So what do you say we start here?
Let's do it.
Okay. Our trivia today is not involved in this day in baseball history.
Okay.
But here it is. There are 12 players with at least 11 seasons in which they had 100 RBIs in Major League history. Name them.
Okay.
0-2. That's up, and it's 1-2.
Let's start with Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth had 13. He's tied for third.
What's the most?
14.
14.
Pitch home. Inside is Zavala, 2-2.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez tied for first with 14.
Oh, wow.
Wallace readies in the 2-2. There's a high fly ball out to right field. This one pushing Town back a couple of steps, but he's under it, and he makes the grab. Zavala flies out to right field, one away in the sixth. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Riders trailing 6-4. Looking for the top 12 players with the most 100 RBI seasons in Major League history for our trivia today.
Does Jimmy Fox make the list?
He does, 13. First pitch is inside to Caber, 1-0.
About David Ortiz.
David Ortiz just misses. He had 10.
Okay.
1-0. Inside, 2-0.
How about his former teammate, Manny Ramirez?
Manny, he had 12. Okay. He's on the list.
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols tied with A-Rod for first, 14.
Okay.
2-0. A chopper foul down the left side, 2-1.
And imagine there's not any active players on this list.
That is correct. Two-one. Inside 3-1. Looking for most 100 RBI seasons. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. Diving stop at third. Pineda up to his feet, and he throws onto first. It's scooped over at first by Schrum in time. What a great play on both corners of the Naturals infield. And there are two down. Wow, an incredible play. And Alex Degote stands in now. Two outs, bases clear in the sixth inning. Riders trailing by two.
Barry Bonds has to be on this list, right?
Barry Bonds is on this list with 12.
Okay.
Offering into Digo. Up and in, 1-0.
Maybe my least confident guess to this point. Does Miggy make the cut?
Miguel Cabrera, yes, 12.
12, okay. Figured he'd be right around 10.
1-0, chopper foul down the left side, 1-1. We're missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're just knocking this list out so far. 1-1 is a line drive hit to short and a diving catch by Tolbert off to his right. Wow. Northwest Arkansas flashing the leathers so far in this one, and it ends the sixth inning. Bottom six next. Riders trailing 6-4 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 6-4. Brian Chee back to the hill, top of the order. Javier Vaz due up. First pitch home from the right-hander Chi, outside 1-0. We're in the midst of trivia right now. We're looking for a top 12 players with at least 11 100 RBI seasons in Major League history for our trivia today. 1-0. Top of the zone, a strike, 1-1. Luke has knocked out a bunch of the names so far. He's gotten 7 of the 12. Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, Jimmy Fox, Babe Ruth, Miguel Cabrera, Manny Ramirez, Barry Bonds, the 1-1, is fouled back over our heads to our left, and it's 1-2, and he's just missing 5.
Hank Aaron,
at 11.
Willie Mays.
He is not on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he end with, do you know?
Let's see. G. Rennie's in the 1-2. There's a fly ball hit well into center field. Osuna started in. Now he goes back a couple steps, and he makes the catch. Line out to center field. One away for Tyler Tolbert. He ended with 10. Willie Mays.
Okay.
Tolbert doubled the lead off the fifth inning against Nick Grouth, the Riders starter. 6-4, Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Outside 1-0.
How about Stan Musial?
No Stan Musial. Liner down the right side and foul. 1-1. I will say, out of the four you're missing, two are players you definitely know. Two are players you definitely have heard of, but you might not know immediately very well, pre-1950 players.
So, okay.
1-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2.
Are there pre-1950 players Hall of Famers?
All four players that are remaining are all Hall of Famers, yes. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Off the outside corner in the dirt, 2-2. Starting to want some hints.
Sure.
One of these players was famously teammates with another player on this list that you've already named. 2-2 offering. Outside, 3-2.
Teammates with one of the players. Okay. Is this one of the older players?
Yes.
It is?
It is. The name you definitely know. He's in the two that you should know. 3-2. Low and away, ball four. Tolbert works a walk with one out. He's aboard, and Josh Lester stands in.
Oh, is it Lou Gehrig?
Lou Gehrig, okay. Yes. 13. Lester 2-for-3, a couple RBI singles. One of these, a very famous power hitting first baseman. Chi offers. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. You have a first baseman, a catcher, and a left fielder.
Catcher.
0-1. Swinging a high fly ball foul down the right field line. My goodness, is that thing hit way up there. Foul. 0-2.
Frank Thomas?
Frank Thomas. 11. Bigger part, two outfielders remaining, not a catcher. I always get this player mixed up with a Hall of Fame catcher with the same last name. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball, 0-1 away. Lester strikes out. A two down runner at first. Here's Luca Tresh.
So we have one pre-1950s player left?
We have two pre-1950s, yes. One of them the same last name as another Hall of Fame player, also pre-1950s. The pitch is outside, 1-0. The other player has a nickname as a first name. It's the same nickname as another Hall of Fame pitcher. You might not have heard of this player. It's a pretty obscure Hall of Famer. 1-0. Check swing and a strike in the outside corner. 1-1.
Are you able to tell me who the pitcher was that had the nickname? Or is it very, very obvious at that point?
That pitcher also uses that nickname as a first name.
Okay.
So it would give it away. 1-1. That's down and in, and it's 2-1. Well, maybe. Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
Goose Gossage is the pitcher. This one's tough. It's Goose Goslin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've heard the name. Would not have known. How many seasons with 100 RBI?
12. Or, wow. Excuse me, 11. There's a ground ball out to shortstop. Rodriguez has got it. He throws on the run to first in time, and the inning is over. The other player we were looking for, Al Simons.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That one makes sense.
With 12. Same last name as Ted Simons, the Hall of Fame catcher. All right, we go to the top of the seventh. Riders trail 6-4. Luke on the mic when we come back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Arvest Ballpark, top of the seventh, the Rough Riders trying to work their way back into this one. They scored four runs across the first two innings and have been blanked ever since. They trail 6-4. They've been out hit 8-6 tonight by Northwest Arkansas. Brian Chi worked a scoreless bottom of the sixth, and now it's Tucker Mitchell to lead things off. Third time tonight, and three trips he's led off an inning, and he watches outside. Both times he's tagged the ball well to center field. He tripled his first time and came around to score. Last time it was a fly out to Hernandez in center. 1-0. Tapped foul. Mitchell way out in front of the offering. Wallace worked himself a clean top of the sixth inning, facing the minimum. He rocks and fires, and Mitchell watches a called strike and falls behind 1-2. Chase Wallace, 25-year-old. The right-hander kicks the 1-2, taken outside. Missed with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes on the Rough Riders catcher with the top of the order looming the fourth time through. The Rough Riders have had some late inning heroics in this series as Mitchell waves and misses, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout for Chase Wallace. And he sat down the first four that he's faced. Steven Zoback, after a tough first couple of innings, gave up two in each. The first and second settled in. He made it through five, allowing four earned runs on six hits, three walks. Pitch home, and Osuna flares it out to left. Wilson got a late jump on it, and now over his shoulder right in front of the warning track is there to corral it. Osuna hits it hard, but he drops to 0-4 tonight. He does have an RBI to his name. Two quick outs for Chase Wallace. And in steps Josh Hatcher, who grounded out to first base his last time up, and that was the first time he had been sat down tonight. He has singled and scored and homered. It takes a massive rip on the initial offering, but he waves and misses. So back picked up five strikeouts. He did give up one homer, and that was to Josh Hatcher. 0-1 glides inside. Even at a ball and a strike, Hatcher has been trying to find his swing, and it seems like he's found it tonight after missing a little bit of time with a foot injury. Back in the groove of things. 1-1 is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Wilson camped under it. He takes one step back and makes the grab. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Chase Wallace. He's retired all six batters he's faced. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the seventh next. Riders still trailing 6-4 with the Naturals coming to the plate on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Brian G out for another frame of work. He came on in relief of Nick Krauth in the fifth inning. He's gone an inning and two-thirds. And this is what G has done so well this year, is eat up innings for the Rough Riders. Gets Peyton Wilson, the left-handed hitter, and the first pitch is hit right back up the middle. It takes a big hop off the top of the mound, but Cabo Rodriguez collects and delivers to first. Rodriguez had him played perfectly right up the middle, and it skipped up the top of the mound, took a long hop, and Cabo had to go back towards the outfield grass in center field. Played it on that hop and delivered a strike, one up, one down on just one pitch for Brian Sheep. He's now made it through two scoreless innings. He did allow an RBI single, but that run charged to Nick Crown. Offering to River Town, misses downstairs. Town has had himself a tremendous series and a little work. First start tonight, and he's got himself a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3, also has an RBI. He watches down and in, two balls and no strikes. Came in 1-for-2 in the series after coming on for Gavin Cross in game one. G behind the 2-0. Just missed the top of the zone. Three balls and no strikes. Well, we talked about the tough month offensively for Northwest Arkansas. In limited action, River Town has been one of those bright spots. Righty kicks, and the 3-0 is called a strike. Just caught the inside edge to the lefty. Town in the month, now tonight playing in his 10th game. He came in with a 280 average, but the 2-for-3 tonight will shoot that up as he taps one hard down the first baseline, but a foul ball. And Chi back in it at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dylan Shrum standing on deck. Lefty waves the bat over his left shoulder. She sat at the belt. Long pause, he kicks. The payoff pitch is found back to the screen. And we'll do another 3-2. The numbers for Brian Chi on the year aren't great. He currently sits at a 4.46 ERA. He's pitched across multiple levels this year. But he's been used as that long reliever, and the Rough Riders, being a little bit thin in the bullpen right now, could use him working deep in this game. Offering home, and just missed inside. River Town works himself a walk. Third time he's reached base tonight. Oh, one out walk brings up Dylan Shrum. Shrum is 0 for 2 tonight with a 5-4 fielder's choice and a fly out to left. He's also worked a walk. That was in his last trip. He's just 1 for 13 here in this series. Has grounded into a double play and lined into a double play. That one lined into center field. Osuna charging in. He's there to make the grab and turns his shoulders as if he was going to fire back to first base. But River Town goes scurrying back. A loud out off the bat of Dylan Shrum, but it ends up as out number two on a line out to center. And Diego Hernandez will get another look. And Brian Chi struck out against him his last time up. One of two strikeouts for Brian Chi on the evening. He picks over to first, and Town goes back in diving. T's applied the tag, but a bit too late. Hernandez is 0 for 3. Jack Pineda standing on deck, offering home. A breaking ball, called a strike. Nothing in one. She not an overpowering type of pitcher. More of a crafty sort of guy, and is susceptible to hard-hit baseballs at times. The 0-1 is tapped out towards shortstop. Rodriguez has it on an odd hop. He double pumps, fires to first, just in time to get Hernandez. The ball died on Rodriguez. It looked like it maybe caught just the infield grass on that lip and killed the hop, but Rodriguez able to play it, and that gets Chi through another scoreless frame. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the eighth next, Riders trailing 6-4 to the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Cody Freeman leads off the top of the eighth for the Rough Riders, and this has been a good inning for Frisco here in this series. They picked up 5 runs last night to earn themselves a win, coming in the eighth as the new arm on the hill, the left-hander Keelan Kilgore, misses with a breaking ball down and into Freeman. It's Freeman, Ortiz, and Miesis, the 3-2 up against the lefty. Kilgore with a 6.29 ERA on the year. Has pitched in this series a couple times, and he misses upstairs. Kilgore, a 27-year-old lefty, originally a 2018 selection by the Phillies in the 17th round. He elected to play his college ball in his hometown of Wichita, Kansas, at Wichita State. Lefty kicks, and there's a college strike. So can't guarantee it, but it's likely. There's a good chance that Kilgore grew up a Kansas City Royals fan. Much of that Wichita area is fans of the Royals. 2-1 pitch to Freeman. Glides inside. And he has himself a 3-1 advantage. Kilgore a 3-5 record with that 6.29 ERA, making his 34th appearance of the year. Should he try to pick up the 6-out save, it would be his second save of the year. Freeman chops one out towards shortstop. Tolbert collects and delivers on to first in time, one away. Now the Rough Riders have not had much luck offensively. You have to go back quite a ways for their last hit. Their last base runner came on a walk drawn by Abimelech Ortiz his last time up, and he stands in now. He walked, but then was caught stealing as part of a strike him out, throw him out. Now the Rough Riders now, ever since the fourth inning, have gone down 1-2-3. And Ortiz pops it up left side. And out of play. Nothing in one. The Rough Riders' last hit, which they have six of them. They got three in the first, two in the second, and one in the third, all against Steven Zoback. Chase Wallace held the Riders hitless in his two scoreless frames. So Ortiz takes upstairs for ball one. The final line on Wallace, two innings of work. And the only stat he records is a strikeout. So no walks, no hits, and no runs. Lefty kicks and fires. The 1-1 fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. One gone. Cody Freeman grounded out to shortstop to open the frame against Keelan Kilgore. Kilgore rocks, and Ortiz taps it foul up the first baseline. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Ortiz has been held hitless tonight. He's now 4-13 in the series. He's popped out, flown out to center, and also walked. Lefty on lefty, and Ortiz awaits the 1-2. He froze him with a breaking ball. Got him looking, and Kilgore has his first strikeout. And the second out of the eighth inning. Well, the Rough Riders are to continue this trend of eighth inning heroics. Luis Mieses will have to keep the line moving for the Rough Riders with two gone and the bases clear. Mentioned last night, the Riders put up five runs in the eighth. They scored the go-ahead and eventual game-winning run in the eighth inning two nights ago as Mieses waves and misses at a first pitch spinner. And then back in game one of this series, the Rough Riders extended their lead to 4-1 with a run in the eighth. So the Naturals trying to make it a scoreless eighth inning for Frisco for the first time in the series as the pitch misses outside. Now Kilgore and a 1-1 count with the lefty Mieses. Two up, two down on a ground out to shortstop by Freeman and a strikeout looking by Ortiz. Mieses waves and misses another breaking ball. And it's 1-2. Mieses took his time getting back into the box. Now he's back in that left-handed batter's box, and Kilgore set at the chin. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got it. Back-to-back strikeouts. And for the first time in this series, the Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the eighth inning. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base, making it five consecutive 1-2-3 innings for the Rough Riders offense. We go bottom eight. The Naturals leading the Rough Riders 6-4 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jack Pineda digs in from the left side, taking on Brian Chi, and there's a first pitch fly ball into left center field. Osuna camped under it, and he reaches skyward to haul it in. One pitch, one out for the second consecutive inning for Brian Chi, who has done his job in this game after picking up the first down of this inning. Chi has now turned in an even three scoreless one-hit innings. He has issued three walks and picked up two strikeouts. Getting ready to throw pitch number 44 of the outing for the right-hander. It's against the top of the lineup, and Javier Vaz, the pitch. Called a strike. Vaz tonight, 0 for 3 with a pair of groundouts and a fly out to center. He did reach on a walk and came around to score as part of that four-run third inning. Pitch home and taken downstairs. Chi missed with a breaking ball. Even in a ball and a strike. Tyler Tolbert standing on deck. Chi wanted a new baseball, so he discards of one and gets a new one. And now Vaz back in the left-handed batter's box. Righty kicks, and the offering home. Again misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Well, for Brian Chi, not only being able to go scoreless, but to eat up these innings, paid dividends over the weekend for the Riders bullpen. As Vaz takes just outside, didn't miss by much. Brian Chi has allowed at least one run in each of his last two outings. They go back at home against Springfield. He turned in a scoreless frame of work. And he issues another walk. Javier Vaz is aboard with one away. A fourth walk issued by Chi's. Issued one in every inning to this point, but it hasn't come back to bite him. He walked one in the fifth when he came on for Nick Krauth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and now one in the eighth. The last three have all come after picking up the first out of the inning. First pitch, and that one rocketed down the line past Cody Freeman. Extra bases yet again for Tyler Tolbert. Vaz racing around third, he gets the windmill. Rodriguez fires home, and it's not in time. Chi there to back up the throw as it got by Mitchell. It's an RBI double, the third double of the night for Tyler Tolbert. And the Naturals add some insurance. It's 7-4, and now Chi allows his first earned run here in this outing. Well, the Riders find themselves trailing by three with a runner at second and just one out. Javier Vaz and Tyler Tolbert at the top of this lineup possess so much speed. They get a walk, and Tucker Mitchell was seemingly asking for time from home plate umpire Travis Brewer, and he couldn't get his attention, so he gets back down behind the plate. Tolbert at second after the one-out double. Josh Lester, the first pitch. Just misses down and into the lefty. Lester has a pair of RBI singles to his name. He scored a pair of runs today. He's also flown out. That was the center and struck out his last trip up. That was against Chi, and Chi misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. 7-4 our score. It's 7 runs on 9 hits for Northwest Arkansas. 4 runs on 6 hits for the Rough Riders, and they haven't picked up a hit since the third inning. Chi spins and looks to second. No throw. Sends Tolbert diving back into the bag. Lester awaits the 2-0 on its way. Wave and a miss. Hesitant swing on a breaking ball from Chi. Down and in on the left-handed batter, and he's in the strength column at 2-1. Luca Tresh standing on deck. 5th trip through the order for Northwest Arkansas. Chi, a high leg kick, and the offering home misses down and away. And he falls behind 3-1 to, at the very least, the biggest power threat that the Naturals have to offer here in August. And there's an argument to be made on the year. Chi set at the belt. The 3-1 on its way. Wave and a miss. And the count runs full. Chi has consistently delivered down and in as he tried to catch Tolbert sleeping at second base. He fired to Rodriguez, but not in time. She caught the ball back from his catcher and Tucker Mitchell and looked at second base and saw Tolbert looking into center field a couple of steps off the bag. But the moment he spun, Tolbert noticed it and dove back into second base. 3-2 with one gone. It's a 7-4 advantage for Northwest Arkansas. Chi readies. Payoff pitch. Down and in. He walked him. 3 straight have reached against Brian Chi after he picked up the first out of the inning on just one pitch. Well, first and second for Luca Tresh. Tresh has had himself a solid night. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. A long time he's been retired. Was on a 6-3 ground out, and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, is on his way to the mound. That will likely be it for Brian Chi. So he finishes going 3 innings, allowing just 2 hits. But he walked 5 and struck out 2. He's only been tagged for 1 run to this point, but he leaves the game responsible for runners at first and second. Luca Tresh, the batter. When we come back, it's 7-4, Northwest Arkansas over Frisco in the bottom of the 8th with 1 out and 2 aboard here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Kai Winyard is on the hill for the Rough Riders. just activated earlier today. So Brian G exits after three innings. He is responsible for the runners at first and second when you're donning the number 27 uniform for the Rough Riders, previously worn by Reed Burlingmeyer. Wynyard, a 22-year-old right-hander, standing at 6 foot, and he goes to work against Luca Tresh. His first offering misses outside, and Mitchell popped out of the crouch, but didn't make a throw. Ball and no strikes. Wynyard, over the course of this year, 24 appearances out of the pen. He's 1-1 with a 3.2 ERA. He does have three saves and 45 innings of work. Set at the belt. High leg kick and the offering to Tresh. There's a called strike at the top of the zone. Wynyard, originally from Australia, he's pitched across two levels this year with single A down east and high A Hickory. Did join the Rough Riders earlier this year, but didn't make an appearance. Right-hander looks to second. He kicks and fires and misses downstairs. So in the midst of his double A debut here tonight, he inherits a couple of runners with one away and the Riders trailing by three. Righty looks to second. Wynyard kicks and the pitch. Just missed outside, and it's a 3-1 advantage for Luca Tresh. Wynyard making his 25th appearance. 23 of them came for single A down east with the Wood Ducks. He made just one appearance for high A Hickory. He kicks and just misses downstairs. So the first double A batter that Wynyard faces works a free pass. The base is loaded now. Tolbert moves over to third. Lester up to second. Tresh aboard at first for Peyton Wilson. Wilson hasn't had a great series. He's 0-4 here tonight. He's flown out, popped out, and grounded out twice. Just 2-for-16 in the series. Offering home. Ripped down the first baseline, a foul ball. Wilson does possess quite a bit of power, 14 homers on the year. As I mentioned earlier, he's been the most active at the AA level. 115th game tonight. That leads the Naturals this year. Right-hander set. He kicks and fires. The 0-1 is popped back out of play. Mitchell looking up at it and quickly watches it go foul. Wynyard had nothing in two. Well, the one thing Wilson has done really well in this series, he hasn't gotten the hits to fall, but he has put the ball in play. Just one strikeout in 16 at-bats. Wynyard ahead, nothing in two. Right-hander set, he kicks the 0-2. Popped back, out of play again. Almost an identical foul ball. And it remains nothing in two. That one appearance for Wynyard at the high A level was not a great one. He went 2 2/3, but gave up two earned runs. Did allow a homer. He walked three and struck out three. Righty set at the bell. He kicks the pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him. Went upstairs and got Wilson to chase. It's the first double-A strikeout for Kai Wynyard. And it comes in a massive moment. The Rough Riders trying to get this game to the top of the ninth inning, trailing by just three. The bases are loaded now with two outs. And here's Rivertown, who has a pair of singles tonight. Does have an RBI. He's 2-for-3 and with a walk. The pitch. Rocketed down the right field line, had the distance, but hooked foul. Boy, he smoked it. But just hooked it foul. Nothing in one. Bases loaded for Rivertown. Has not homered here this year. Offering home, and it misses downstairs. Even at a ball and a strike. Tolbert at third. He poured in the one run of this inning with an RBI double. Lester behind him at second. Luca Tresh at first. Each of them have walked. The 1-1. Line drive right side. That'll sneak into right. A base hit. One run in. Here comes Lester to the plate. Miesi's throw on a line, but not in time. A two-run base hit for Rivertown. He's got himself a three-hit night, and it's a three RBI night. And Northwest Arkansas has blown this one open. Three runs already in the bottom of the eighth. They lead it 9-4 over Frisco. Solbert and Lester scoring. Luca Tresh moves up to second base. And here's Dylan Schrum. Both runs charged to Brian Chi. Pitch home and it misses outside. So that finalizes the line for Chi. He goes three innings, allowing two hits, three runs. They're all earned. No homers, but he issued five walks and struck out two. Now Wynyard responsible for both base runners, and time called right as he lifted that front leg. Schrum asked for time, and he was granted it. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Wynyard looks to second. Now kicks and delivers home. A foul ball back to the netting. Even at a ball and a strike. Rough Riders trailing 9-4. At risk of dropping their first game in this series and snapping a four-game win streak. Wynyard black glove at the belt. He looks to third, now kicks and fires, and misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Wynyard was signed back in 2020 by the Rangers. Pitch home. And there's a called strike at the top of the zone. Even at two balls and two strikes. Still two aboard with two gone. Already three home in the inning for the Naturals. They've extended their lead to five. Right-hander readies. Deep breath, he kicks the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Has made 82 career appearances, this being the 83rd with the Rangers organization, dating back to 2021 in rookie ball. A 3.72 ERA over that span. And he readies, looking to get out of the eighth inning. 2-2 on its way, and it glides upstairs. The count runs full. Right-hander peers in. That glove pinned to his left hip. Now set. And he spins to second. Does not make a throw. Dylan Schrum has battled here. Awaiting pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Pitch on its way. Runners go. And called strike 3. Got him looking. Wynyard strikes out Schrum. He picks up two strikeouts in his Double-A debut, but it allows both inherited runners to come around to score. Eight batters come to the plate in the eighth for Northwest Arkansas. They manufacture three runs. It comes on just two hits, and they leave two aboard. We go to the top of the ninth. The Rough Riders have some work to do. They trail 9-4. It's Zach Bigley on the mic. When we come back, Riders coming up here on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05. Come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it has certainly not been the Rough Riders' night tonight. Frisco trails 9-4 going into the top of the ninth inning, and they've been sat down 17 in a row by Naturals pitching. Aaron Zavala, Caber Rodriguez, Alex Degody, the three due up here in the ninth. 17 in a row, five consecutive innings of 1-2-3 baseball on the pitching side for Northwest Arkansas between Steven Zoback, Chase Wallace, and Keelan Kilgore. Kilgore still on the hill. First pitch is a swing and a miss to Zavala. It's 0-1. Left-hander on left-hander. Zavala extended his hitting streak to 9 games with a single earlier today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk as well. 0-1. Fouled back, 0-2. The Rough Riders tomorrow will take on these Naturals again. It'll be game 5 of this series, and the Rough Riders have the undefeated and unscored upon TBD on the mound tomorrow. Still not sure who's going to start that ball game in game 5 of this series. Should be a good mound opponent for whoever it is on the other side. The pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. One down. Ben Kuderna is starting on the other side for Northwest Arkansas. 1-3 with a 5.34 ERA. One of the top prospects in the Royals organization. Rough Riders will be facing him for the first time. Caber Rodriguez takes his turn. Bases clear, one down. The pick. Outside corner for strike one, 0-1. First pitch tomorrow at 6:05. It's a little bit of a different timing mechanism over the next few days. The offering. There's a strike outside corner, 0-2. 6:05 tomorrow for a Saturday night game. On Sunday, we'll play at 5:15 here in Northwest Arkansas. And then we'll go back overnight and then play at 6:05. The pitch. There's a fly ball down the right side, foul territory, and it leaks out of play. Still no balls and two strikes. So 6:05 and 5:15 on the road the next two nights, and then 6:05 at home against Wichita for game one on Labor Day. And then we'll have Tuesday, September 3rd off, and then finish out the series Wednesday through Sunday for the final home series of the regular season for the Rough Riders against those Wichita Wind Surge. 0-2 here on Rodriguez. Kilgore pitches. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez down on strikes. Back-to-back K's here in the ninth inning. Two down. Final hope is Alex Degody for the Riders. 9-4. Rough Riders trail Northwest Arkansas here in the top of the ninth. This game began at 7:30 after a 25-minute rain delay. We have not had a speck of rain ever since the game started. A very pleasant night for baseball and very offensive-friendly night for baseball for both these teams tonight. Degody 0-for-3, the pitch. Check swing and a miss and an offering down and in. He handcuffed him and it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield against Degody. Here's the left-hander's pitch. It just misses high. One ball and one strike. Well, unless the Rough Riders can come back here, it'll snap a four-game winning streak. 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. On the other side, Northwest Arkansas will have just their third win in their last 12 games. Or excuse me, their third win in their last 14 games. They had previously been 2-11 in those 13. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Riders down to their final strike. Fastball there, top shelf. Two balls and two strikes on Alex Degody. Calls time and steps out. Riders down by 5. Kilgore has his sign. And he brings in the 2-2. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Shrum going back. Drifts into foul territory. Back into fair territory. Makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Well, the Riders fall on this Friday night. Final score, Naturals 9, Rough Riders 4. Luke Maley has your postgame next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for postgame fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Arvest Ballpark, some fireworks post-game as the Naturals take down the Rough Riders. 9-4, the Rough Riders' winning streak ends at 4 games. They drop to 31-24 in the second half, 75-49 overall. On the year, Northwest Arkansas now just a game under 500 overall on the season at 61-62 and sitting at 26-28 in the second half. It's Steven Zoback who earns the win, his sixth in a row. He now sits at 6-2. Nick Krauth dropping this one after a tough third inning. He gave up a couple in the fifth after that four-run third, and he ends with the loss. 8-6, the record for Krauth now, and Keelan Kilgore picks up his second save as a Northwest Arkansas Natural this season. 9-4, the final score. The Rough Riders see their four-game winning streak come to a close. It's 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders, 9 runs on 10 hits, and no errors for Northwest Arkansas. You look at the offensive performances for the Rough Riders, they came out swinging. They got all of their 6 hits in the first 3 innings. The last 6 innings of this ballgame, they were sat down in order. They only got 1 base runner. That came in the 5th on an Abimelech Ortiz walk, but he was caught stealing on a strike him out, throw him out. So from the 4th inning on, Northwest Arkansas pitchers faced the minimum. It was Steven Zoback who finished that streak in the 4th and the 5th. And then in the 6th and 7th inning, it was Chase Wallace who delivered 2 scoreless frames with a strikeout
Keelan Kilgore picks up the save, going to hitless and scoreless frames. Didn't issue any walks, but he struck out four. So again, Zobak gets the win at 6-2. Nick Krauth drops to 8-6, and Kilgore earns his second save. The Rough Riders drop this one 9-4. You look early on, they had the bats going. They were paced offensively by Josh Hatcher, who went 2-for-4 with two runs scored and an RBI. It came on a solo homer, a mammoth shot out to right field. So Hatcher picks up his 10th homer of the year and his 59th RBI. He also scored a pair of runs. He was the only multi-hit performance for the Rough Riders tonight. Alejandro Osuna drove in a run. Cody Freeman also drove in a run. And Luis Mieses did as well. The Rough Riders had a 4-0 lead early, and it disappeared just as it did last night for Northwest Arkansas. But the Naturals come back and win it. They snap the Rough Riders' 4-game winning streak, and they're on the board. 3-1, still in favor of the Rough Riders. They'll have to wait to tomorrow to try to pick up the series win. We'll talk about tomorrow and the rest of the week when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas, the Rough Riders dropped their first game of this series. Their 4-game winning streak comes to a close. 9-4, the final score. Northwest Arkansas improving to 26-28 in the second half. The Rough Riders dropping to 31-24. Now tomorrow, the Rough Riders will try to get back on track. 124 games now in the books. 14 regular season games remain for the Rough Riders. They go with Game 5 tomorrow, a 6:05 first pitch. They've yet to name a starter, have the Rough Riders, but on the other side, they will oppose the number 3 prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization, Ben Kuderna. He is 1-3 with a 5.34 ERA in his time at the AA level, earning a promotion earlier this year to join the Naturals. And that attacks with a fastball, slider, and changeup. A Kansas City native at Blue Valley Southwest High School and was a Gatorade Player of the Year winner in his senior year and eventually was drafted in 2021 with the 43rd overall selection, foregoing his commitment to Louisiana State. So, should be a lot of fun tomorrow. We'll see who the Rough Riders send to the mound. They'll turn to Cole Drake, the left-hander, in the series finale on Sunday. Then a 5:15 first pitch going up against the right-hander Cruz Noriega, making his second start of this series. But that wraps us up here tonight from Arvest Ballpark. The Naturals best the Rough Riders 9-4. 9 runs on 10 hits and no errors for Northwest Arkansas. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. They had the sticks going early, but they died out as they were sent down in order from the 4th inning on. So the Rough Riders trying to get things back on track tomorrow and go for the series win. Game 5 at 6:05 tomorrow night. Mentioned Ben Kuderna against an unnamed starter for the Rough Riders. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Friday evening with us. We're back with you. Pre-game coverage for tomorrow's 6:05 first pitch beginning at 5:50 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!